Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we support entrepreneurs take bold, clear steps to start a business, get unstuck, or grow with more clarity, confidence, and courage. I'm Leslie Kane, a courage coach and founder of the Why Not Today movement. I created this podcast in honor of my dad, Patrick Kane, who often said, "Why not today?" And now this has become a guiding question in my life and business. Each week, you'll hear solo episodes where I coach through common business challenges and guest interviews that go beyond inspiration to teach you what actually works. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, you'll leave each episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not alone. Well, let's dive into Why Not Today, the podcast that helps you grow with courage and by taking action. And as I often say, I do not edit these episodes. And that's part of the reason it's part of Why Not Today. You just got to get started and just got to do it. So I'm excited. My guest today is a second time guest here. It's Travis Dalrymple. Did I get it right?
You got it right. You nailed it.
And I met Travis, gosh, over 2 years ago at a fitness day-long event. And it was not easy for me to get to because I was out of town and drove back to attend this and then drove back again like in 24 hours. And what you shared, although I couldn't quote it today, was thoughts that were just kind of shifted your brain. And then I immediately felt connected because we both went to Virginia Tech and you have a cool story, which we won't share today on the whole fighting gravity story. It was fighting gravity, right?
Yes.
Story in this episode, but you can check the prior episode of Travis on the podcast. And I don't know if I told you this, but I have a friend that had a band when I was at Tech called Fighting Gravity.
Oh, I'm very familiar with them. Don't you worry.
Okay. Small little world.
Yep.
And he actually lives like a half a mile away from me now. Been
Okay.
around the house for
Nice.
years and I didn't even know it. So it's a small world. But Travis has evolved and kept changing and growing. And now he has a cool book called, and I love the title, How to Suck as a Leader. The 15 top mistakes leaders make and how to fix them. And I just told him right before we started, I'm like, I really like this book, acting surprised, but not as an insult. But sometimes first time authors aren't so amazing, and you are. And I've got lots of tabs and highlights and all the stuff. So let's get to know Travis. So, first, welcome and introduce yourself a little bit, who you are, a fast fun fact, which I think I just probably messed up that fact.
Yeah, the fast fact would be that I was on America's Got Talent in 2010 and got third, but that's kind of like that's an old fact. That's an outdated fact at this
Which,
point.
if you want to hear all about that story, listen to the previous episode.
Let's see, fast fact about me at the moment. I think just really that I wrote the book, which I feel like may be a weird fact to share, but it was something that's been on my bucket list for a very long time. I wrote another book that I never actually published about the health and wellness space and how to run a proper gym facility. And I got that to about 90%, never finished it. And I think that itch of actually getting something down on paper, making sure it's useful and helpful to, in this case, entrepreneurs, small business owners, just I had to scratch that itch. So that's my fun fact is I actually wrote a book and it from
Awesome.
what I can tell so far, it's actually pretty good.
It is. I will attest to that. And, I was just mentioning before we talked about a friend of mine that's an author and written many books and encourages people to write books. And it's like we all have a story to tell, and somebody needs to hear it, even if it's one person. I know it's a lot of work for one person, but you just never know whose life you're going to influence. And I've had lots of authors on here and gotten to hear lots of people's stories of writing a book. So it is definitely on my bucket list. Not yet. I've got too many other things going on.
Sure.
But, the whole Why Not Today message is you just got to start. You got to do it. You got to start. You have that idea. You have that passion that keeps waking you up and keeps reminding you and tapping you on the shoulder. Like, write the book, write the book. And the first book wasn't the book you needed to write. So sometimes the timing is completely off, and we need to listen to that. I had somebody on my podcast that her Why Not Today courage story was that she had an idea to write a book and she didn't do it, and she was able to say no, and that was her courage. And sometimes we have to be able to do that. So speaking of courage, what does Travis, what is your definition of courage?
Yeah, I was thinking about that when you asked me earlier, and I know you asked me last time I was on too, and I think my definition is going to be wildly different this time, which is funny.
It has been with every guest that's been on more than once.
I think for me, in this particular season of life, it's courage is doing the things that you know you already need to do.
Ooh, I like that. Nobody's ever said that way.
I've just found over the course of my career, and as I've worked with a lot of small business owners and mentoring them and consulting with them, that 90% of the time, folks know what they need to do. The question is, why aren't they doing it? Or what's stopping them from actually taking some sort of action? And
Yeah,
I think
that's
that
good.
courage is actually just doing what you already know you need to do.
Yeah, love that. And yeah, there's so many things, little things, big things that we know we need to do, but we just don't do them. And our brain gets in the way. So, all right. So, you've got this amazing book, and you had a career in entertainment, I guess. You were as a very young
Yes.
CEO. You've been in the fitness, the coaching. Now you have a coaching business helping business owners. So let's talk about some why not today moments in this journey, like that moment in time when something happened that you took a pivot and it was one that changed your life. Do you
Yeah,
remember where you were, what you were doing, and
there was two in particular that come to mind. The first one is when I used to work and manage a CrossFit gym back in this was 2024. 2014 to 2020.
Okay.
I joined the gym, ended up being a coach, ended up being the head coach and the general manager, and just really turned that gym into a magical place right outside of Manhattan. Things are going well, and then, COVID, gym shut down, things get pretty dicey, obviously. But we
Yeah.
managed to get the whole gym online, which was great. Not ideal, of course, but still worked out pretty well. But the why not today moment came when the person that I was working for made some really ill-advised, unethical, out of alignment with my values kind of decisions. And when I found out about those decisions in the middle of COVID, I wasn't even like present in that area anymore. So me and my fiance at the time, we moved down to the beach in New Jersey and just kind of got out of town because it was the city area. So as this was going on, everyone's online, no one's really in the gym space anymore. The gym was closed. And I find out this information about essentially my boss. And I pretty quickly had to make a decision of, okay, am I going to go back to work in this space and essentially move back up to this area of the city and go back in and confront this on a daily basis just to get a paycheck? Or am I going to essentially sacrifice everything that I've built in this location, all these relationships that I've had, and say, I will not stand for this and I'm going to quit, I'm going to leave, and I'm going to figure it out from there? And I knew, no different than what I said a little bit earlier, like the courage aspect, I knew exactly what I needed to do, which was quit. But I, of course, came up with all the reasons why that's a bad idea, why that wouldn't work, what are you going to do, so on and so forth. But I did end up making that phone call, quitting, with no backup plan, no plan B, didn't know how I was going to pretty much do anything at that point. And I would say it was one of the best decisions I've ever made because it's just led to so many more magical and wonderful things, and really it has allowed me to shift into a space that I didn't really think I would have ever gotten into. So that is certainly a major pivot point.
Yeah, and so many of my guests have said the same kind of thing. Something happened that, and that's why I call them the why not today moments that, totally shifted your life. And if that hadn't happened, we probably would not be talking. Definitely not be. And they end up being such a big blessing, something that seems so terrible and like life devastating, and like you went with no plan B. And I think that's sometimes we have to do is let go of the boat. I had my guest a couple weeks ago was talking about that she was chasing two rabbits kind of thing. And her dad finally said, it's kind of like you got your feet on two boats and eventually you're going to fall. And so which boat do you want to jump on?
Absolutely. I love the boat analogy. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
But I certainly resonate with, especially with working with business owners now, the focus point. Hey, I'm doing a little bit of this. I'm doing a little bit of that. I got this side gig. I got this other business. It's how about we just choose one and put all of our effort into that and see what happens? Because 10% of 10 things isn't the same thing as 100% of one.
No, and I think once you put your heart and your yourself over the line. And I know I did this with my Mary Kay career. I left corporate America 25 years ago to pursue Mary Kay full time. I had not replaced a full time income at all, which you really can't do with a part time side thing. And so I made that leap. I remember my mom calling me every day, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And immediately, once I made that leap, it was amazing how things started falling into my lap. And somebody once said, "Things don't fall in your lap unless your lap's out there." So I made the decision, the commitment, and things happen. And people know when you're halfway committed or when you're all in.
Yeah, it's very noticeable, and it's a energy that people pick up on pretty quick. And if you're dealing with someone who, if you were all in, might take you more seriously, but you have the energy of a half in or quarter in person, you're gonna miss out on that opportunity without a doubt.
Yeah, and I often told people starting Mary Kay businesses, they survey all the friend their friends. Should I do it? Maybe I should. And I said, don't go that way with them, because if you are halfway, you're not committed. They're not going to be committed. But if you say, "I am doing this. Will you support me?" Then they're like, "Sure." It's such a different conversation and different energy.
Yeah, asking for support is very different than asking for advice because, especially when it comes to starting a business or anything remotely similar to that, if you ask people that don't have the thing that you want what you should do, the advice is kind of useless, in my opinion. I
Right.
can't ask someone how to make $1 million that's only made $50,000. That what are they going to tell me? So
Yeah.
people can get stuck in a little bit of a loop there where they're asking for advice from the wrong people, as opposed to the way you just put it, which I love, just asking for their support.
Yeah. So true. All right. So you said there was another why not today moment.
Yes, there was. So I used to work for a business that helps scale online fitness.
I think that's when I met you. You're working for them.
Yes, I was at the time. So essentially, online fitness business owners scale their businesses just normal. Hey, we can make you more money kind of deal. No different than other mentorships all across the planet. But there was a particular moment, I guess this is about a year ago now, we're almost coming up on a year, where the company decided to make a really drastic shift from focusing on essentially the values and the team aspect and the growth of the team and moved over to focusing on profit, which is totally fine. Every business can focus on wherever they want, whether it be the marketplace, the team, profit, their vision, all of that's okay. I think the problem comes into play when you don't let people know that you've actually switched what you're focusing on. So if you were focusing on A, but now you're focusing on B and you didn't tell anybody, things can get very, very, very confusing really, really quickly.
That a chapter in your book?
I actually don't think that's a particular chapter,
Wow.
but there are some general concepts that show up in the book that are around that.
Okay.
But the company decided to go from essentially team growth values over to profit, which again, fine. But when you don't let people know, things get very confusing. And I found that because of that transition, that just was something I was no longer interested in being a part of because making money is great. But my specialty and what I really enjoy is leveling up people, turning them into leaders folks follow instead of ones they tolerate, just showing people what they're actually capable of. And my belief is that, especially in business, if you can continue to do that with the people on your team, sky's the limit because your team is the one on the ground each day, putting in the work, getting everything done. So if they level up by default, I personally believe you will make more money. They will make more money and everything gets better. So when they really decided to make that switch, it just felt very, very out of alignment with who I am at this point, and more importantly, who I wanted to be. And it was such a jarring moment that I knew, similar to the gym story, oh, it's time for me to go. I've reached my ceiling here. There's nothing left for me to learn in the specialties that I want to learn about. So I need to go figure out my own thing, and that's exactly what I did. I quit, and again, no backup plan, no plan B, nothing. And said, I'll figure this out in a little bit, but first, I'm gonna take a little sabbatical. And I took 2 3 months off and just enjoyed doing nothing. It was great.
Yeah. So that was just a year ago. And since then, you started your own business, your own thing, and you wrote a book. Yay for you.
Yeah, there
A
was a
lot.
lot of stuff that got packed into a very short amount of time there after I decided to leave.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to do things quickly, or have that deadline. So through the ups and downs, and you work with coaching, through the fitness world and then through what you're doing now, helping business owners. It's not start at point A and end up point Z and everything is all, unicorns and rainbows and everything's perfect. There's a lot of ups and downs. And I'm sure there are lots of ups and downs in writing a book. So, what are some of the things that you wish you would have known before you made that leap to entrepreneurship or writing a book or quitting a job? Or
Oh man.
what do you wish you would have known?
It's gonna sound a bit convoluted, but I almost wish that I didn't. I wouldn't change anything, because if I would have known something or would not have known something, I would probably be in a different place in life than I am right now. So I'm hesitant to say that I wish I would or would not have known something.
Well, so my next question is, what are you glad you didn't know?
Yeah.
But is there anything like a piece of advice for somebody thinking about starting a business that you didn't know that you figured out or you coach people on, like?
I think it's more of a conceptual idea that a lot of folks think that starting and or growing a business is about tactics and strategies. And while that is true, you need those things. It really is 100% a journey of self-improvement, because you cannot level up your own business without leveling up yourself. If you want to scale your business, you need to scale yourself. And I've just seen it with so many entrepreneurs and small business owners where they're looking for the next sexy tactic or whatever the thing may be, but they're really stuck because they don't have confidence in XYZ skill or a character trait or a belief. And until they break through that glass ceiling, they're just going to keep spinning their wheels. So to me, it really is. I just wish somebody would have said, hey, tactics and strategies, definitely important. You should figure out the fundamentals, do that stuff. But if you choose not to grow as a person, you are not going to make it very far over this journey, and you're probably just going to quit.
Yeah, and that is so true. And I think those are a lot of the bumps in the roads and the failures and the things that don't work. And that's how we grow, is through the things not working. And it's not exactly where we thought it was going to be. And there's so many things we do have to learn. I have had to put on lots of hats to figure out things and still learning. Learned Loom yesterday. That was my big skill. It wasn't hard, but I put it off for a year and it took me 5 minutes to figure it out. And I think that's really, the why not today message. You just got to do it. You got to start learning. And nowadays, I mean, you need anything. There's Google, there's YouTube, there's chat. Call somebody. And I've been talking about this a lot recently from a guest I had on recently. There's a lot of what we call lateral mentors. People, you can reach out to that may not be doing similar businesses, but we're all running through the same journey together. And to be able to take the time to ask for support and ask people questions. We don't have to do it alone.
Yeah, I've just seen such a hesitancy for asking for help over the years from a lot of different people because they don't want to be a burden to others.
Yeah.
But when you ask someone for help, that especially someone that's done what you've done or has somewhat solved the problem you're trying to solve, I've never run into an issue where that person said, no, I'm keeping this to myself and I'm not going to share with anybody. Like, people are delighted to help others get through the problem that they just solved. So if you're listening and you're like, I don't know if I should ask that person, just ask them. They're probably gonna love to help.
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned that. Ask because some people, like I've asked my big, I guess, superstar that I want to ask on my podcast, which I've asked him, but he hasn't. He said he answered me that he wasn't available, is Daniel Pink.
Nice.
But, I'm going to keep asking. And I've had a lot of people on my podcast and they're like, how did you get them? I'm like, I asked. And, it's important to ask people and the whole asking for help and support. People want to give support. If you've come through it, you've done it, you want to be able to share with somebody else and make it easier. And being able to support you and help you, it's a blessing to them as well. In this podcast I just mentioned that I had somebody on, Debbie Heiser, she has a company or a nonprofit called The Mentor Project. And she has like Nobel Prize winners that felt like they were obsolete mentoring students because, nobody was asking because they're afraid to ask. So we definitely need to ask. All right. So what is the thing that you're so glad you didn't know?
So glad that I didn't know. I'm pretty thrilled that no one told me how long things take. Because if they did, I probably wouldn't have done it. And I think that's a recurring theme with every business that I've started. I'm on number three or four now. And the first one with Fighting Gravity, that was about a decade that we owned that business. And if I would have known that it was going to take 10 years to accomplish what we accomplished, I probably would have bowed out earlier. But at the same time, now it's nice because it doesn't feel like it's a race. It just feels like it's a marathon. And oh, I've got plenty of time to build whatever I want to build in the way I want to build it. But it's certainly a common theme to see folks underestimate how long they think it'll take. It's not 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Like it's years without breaking a sweat.
And we need to give ourselves grace. And it's okay that it's going to take a while. Like, I mean, I started this podcast with one episode. Now I'm 100 and something and 3 years in. And who would have guessed with this little idea? And you look back and I'm like, oh, how did we get there? My career, Mary Kay. I started over 30 years ago, which is crazy to think, but it all adds up very quickly and goes by quickly. It may seem long, but it goes by quickly.
Yeah, and it's a blessing in disguise too, because whenever you first start a project like that, whether it be a business or a side gig, whatever the thing may be, the first month of it always feels really overwhelming. How am I going to do this, that, and the other thing? But then when you jump into the future and you've got 100 plus podcast episodes or whatever it might be, you're like, oh, this is just normal now. This is just my new
Yeah.
reality. And then you look back and go, I can't believe I had trouble with that first one. That's hilarious.
I know.
Now it's just what I do.
Yep, exactly. I literally 5 minutes before jump, plug everything in and go. I had somebody I'd met recently that I don't really know well, but he found out about the podcast and listening to it. And he's like, yeah, listen to your first few and then what you're doing now. And he says, I can tell you've improved. I'm like, well, that's good because I hope I improve, over time and anything. We don't start out perfect. So how would you encourage somebody that's sitting on the fence, they have that business, or maybe they're like you, they're at the job that they hate, or their ethics are being, or values are being challenged and, but they're scared. Like, how would you encourage somebody else to make that leap to do the thing?
I think everyone defaults to the worst possible scenario in the future, which is normal. We're humans, so they jump into the future and they go into fear and they think about all the terrible things and how it's not going to work out, all that and the other thing. But I would encourage people to do two things. The first is to do the exact opposite of that. So live in your fear, that's fine. You're going to think about it no matter what, but also flip all those things and say, okay, if this is the worst case scenario, what's the best case scenario? And list that out. Literally, if you've got five things on the worst, put five things on the best. And what's probably going to happen is right in the middle. So write out that middle list. Here are the things between the best and the worst. And then read that and go, this is a lot more likely than the best case or the worst case. And I think from there, it's just choosing from that middle list, saying, what's one thing that I can do to take one step closer to that today or tomorrow? And then that's it. Let's not think 10 steps ahead or 20 or 4 months down the line, whatever. It's literally what's the next single step that I can take to make progress? Because otherwise, what you're not changing, you're choosing. So if you literally don't change anything, you're just gonna stay miserable or whatever the emotion you may feel is. So best, worst case, middle case scenarios. And then what's the one action step that I can take to move my life in the direction I want it to go?
And I've never heard it put that way. And I totally love that. And I would just add one thing to it is
Yeah.
what step can you take today?
Yeah. Well,
Why
because,
not today?
why not
Why
today?
not today? And your phrase about what was it? What you're choosing.
What you're not changing, you're choosing.
Okay. I wrote that down from reading your book the other night, but obviously didn't remember it. Well, this has been awesome. So anything else you want to add? Obviously I will, give all your contact information in the show notes, a link to the book, and you have a workbook also. I did print it out. I didn't buy it yet.
That's fine. Yeah, my book is on Amazon, How to Suck as a Leader. It's paperback, it's Kindle, there's a hardcover. Now there's an audio version that I narrated myself, so that one's pretty entertaining. And then
Is that on Spotify?
it's on Audible, so I don't know if it might pop up on Spotify. I'm not entirely
You know the Spotify trick?
I don't know.
That books, most books on Audible are on Spotify. If you pay for it, they're included.
Oh, there you go. It's probably on Spotify too then.
I'll check that out. Okay.
And then there is a workbook. It's in the normal book for free. You can download it as a PDF. And then I also have a physical one because I like physical things. You can also get that on Amazon. If you look it up, it'll pop right up.
And I will include all that in the show notes.
Perfect.
So, yay. Well, if you ever come to Northern Virginia again, let me know. I
Oh,
hope.
I'm probably going to be there in like 2, 3 months, so I'll let you know.
I host a luncheon and maybe we can have you as a guest speaker.
I would love to come.
So, well, thank you. And thanks for being on again. And I can't wait to finish the book and then look into more what you're doing,
All
how to see you
right.
working.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the chat.
My pleasure. So, and thanks everybody for joining us on the Why Not Today podcast. Your space for practical tools, real encouragement, and courageous growth. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, I hope you're leaving today's episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not alone. And if you're ready to take the next step and want some support in what you're doing, feel free to reach out to me at whynottodaymovement.com. And this podcast is your bridge from inspiration to action. I'm here to walk with you every step of the way. So if this spoke to you, share it with a friend. Remember, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just need to take one brave step. And why not today? So thanks again, Travis.
Thank you.